I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out everything. Sign up for my mailing list. Get a free newsletter of the 5 biggest mistakes you're making in bed. I guarantee you might be making one of them. Maybe all 5. I will change that for you. And also, we've got hundreds of podcasts on iTunes, so I hope you're a subscriber. You'll know right away when they come in. We do a show. We release shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, typically. And follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and also like my page on Facebook. I know you might want someone to like Sex with Emily. They might think it's something weird, but it's not. I'm good at talking about sex, but I'm trying to change the world. Tonight's show, I'm so excited. We have got callers coming in. This is going to be a great show tonight because I have Samantha Saint and Chanel Preston here, and they are a big round of applause for them. They are the AVN hosts, the AVN Award hosts in Las Vegas. I'm going to tell you all about AVN in a moment. And I'm actually, they are the host of the award show, which is like an infamous award show in Vegas. It's for porn stars.
That's right.
Yes.
And you guys are porn stars.
We are.
And you're also nominated for Best Scene. Is that it?
Well, we're nominated. We have a lot of nominations, but the big one is Female Performer of the Year.
Performer of the Year. Yeah. That's huge. And yes. You're here. Like, my head's exploding from all the questions I want to ask you. But here's the thing. The 31st annual Avian Awards will be held January 18th at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas. It's dubbed the Oscars of Adult by Entertainment Weekly. The awards features the hottest stars from adult and mainstream pop culture. And it's co-hosted by these lovely ladies here, Chanel and Preston, and Wicked Pictures contract star Samantha Saint. So here's the deal. Oh, and they're both nominated for Performer of the Year.
Yes.
And I am giving the keynote speech, which I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about yet, but it's going to be a really fun, I kind of do, but it's going to be such a fun, amazing weekend. And we're giving away tickets. That's the most important thing. If you want to go to AVN, we can't fly you there, but if you get yourself to Vegas, we will give you tickets. So follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, or email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. But we're going to be giving away stuff all through the month of December. So, and even a little bit of January. So best way to do is on Twitter. But if you're not on Twitter, you can also on Facebook, you'll find out, and also sexwithemily.com. All that stuff. But that's what you got to do. And we're giving away tickets. Have fun. So I've never been to AVN Awards. Have you guys been before?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Times.
Tell me. Amazing.
It's really crazy. Lots of nudity, lots of sexy women, lots of crazy women, lots of crazy men.
Lots
like
of
just anything sex related is there.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like a time for people to just really.
But is it like formally, or you mean like in the hotel rooms this stuff goes down?
Just leave your judgment and probably your dignity at the door, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess stuff goes on in the hotel room. I mean, yeah. I don't want like people to think that they're going to get invited to some bedroom. I mean, maybe.
But when you're saying it's crazy, are there like sex show? Like, are people, like, the award show obviously is fun and crazy, but like, is there other like little sex performances or. I know people are walking around. I'm trying to get my head around it because I got to do a booth there. And
for the, the convention, there's booths everywhere.
Right.
So not only are there booths for the companies, but there's lots of sex toys, which are, I mean, they always will let you play with one of those.
I'm obsessed with sex toys.
I mean, you'll walk around and there's like electric sex toys and like
crazy
dildos. Oh,
the shocking
dildos.
One.
Yeah,
I got one of those.
I mean, there's all kinds of things. And then, you know, you get women to whip you if you want.
Oh my God,
I mean,
I'm so excited. I'm going to do a show from there as well. Maybe we'll do a show there and some video and stuff. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm excited. And okay, so that's it. We're going to be there. And then what else was I going to ask you? Okay, so tell me everything. Really, I want to know, how did you both get into this? So whoever wants to start here.
I was actually a stripper.
You were a stripper? Okay.
Yes. And someone asked me if I wanted to do porn.
Yeah,
it's so generic.
Isn't it like, gateway? It's like,
and I said no at first, but then I thought, you know, I would love to do porn. I love performing. I'm comfortable with sex. I actually saw an opportunity to build a career, and so I took it.
And you did, and you've been building a career. You said, yeah, so I have your bio here, and it says that you like to use impulsive, that you're very impulsive. Impulsiveness runs through your veins.
I am.
Do you have to be impulsive? Like, what does that mean? Like, how does that manifest sexually?
Well, that's like, you can go home with a stranger easily, right, without guilt. Go home with a girl, a boy. You could just, I don't know. I've always been really adventurous and up for anything.
So you always have, like a young age, you were open.
Yeah, I never had, I was always open-minded about sex. I wasn't even a very promiscuous person ever. It was just, I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay. I never really had like these strange negative attitudes about
that's
it.
Good.
I was, and that's why I became a stripper, because I was like, what is this weird, crazy world?
Yeah.
Girls are naked?
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to try. And I did, and I really enjoyed
you
it.
You did it. Where was your first strip club?
In Hawaii.
Oh, okay. You're from Hawaii.
I'm not from there, but I was living there many years. So 939 was my first club.
Right. Okay. And then it led into porn. Now, tell me, Samantha.
For me, I was
Saint. Oh, you gotta check out their websites too. They're super hot. SamanthaSaint.com and ChanelPreston.com.
Yes.
These will be on my website as well. Okay.
For me, I was not stripping before I got in the industry. I don't know what happened to me. I just got
how did I get here?
It was definitely my curiosity, and I think I am an exhibitionist, and I enjoy being in front of the camera, and I knew that I liked modeling and being in magazines and the idea of that, but I knew realistically I'm not going to make a living being a model. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Why? You're so beautiful and hot.
Well, thank you.
But you're not tall? Are you tall?
I am, but I like to eat.
Okay. So, right. So you can't be like, I got it.
So I'm not going to be doing runway anytime soon.
And they like big
soon,
butts
so.
And porn.
Yeah.
So it's okay to eat.
Slap it on my hips, baby. Do some movies. We'll
so
be
you're
good.
An exhibitionist. How did you, what were you like, stripping, having sex outdoors?
I've done all of that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess the way I got into it, I found an agent and started out doing solo girl films, doing magazine print, more softcore stuff, and then slowly transitioned into what I am now.
Which is what?
You do everything,
right?
Sexy beast. I don't know. I just recently did my first anal scene in my new movie, Completely Wicked. And my first IR scene for
what IR?
Wicked. Interracial, sorry.
Okay,
I do the porno terms.
Okay, got it. I know. We don't all know their terms. Okay, so you did your first anal scene on camera. How long have you been in movies doing porn?
It'll be 4 years in February that I've been in the industry. So.
And how did you wait that long to do anal? I thought it was like porn is all about anal now. Do you not want to, or
I think it's all about the timing. I think it's different for every person.
Like, how did you wait?
For every person in the industry, I mean, you can't do something and have regrets, or you know,
right? Totally, you weren't
there's
ready.
There's no going back.
No,
you know, once you do it,
the anal draw, right? Exactly.
So I don't know. I didn't really tell anyone over at Wicked that that's what I was going to do, but in my mind, I knew for that movie, it was my project, my big baby. I wanted to go big and do some amazing scenes to get nominated for. And
and you did, Performer of the Year. So are you nominated? You're
going to
get
nominated?
Why not? Why not do in the butt? So that's what you got nominated for, that specific scene, the anal sex scene?
I am nominated for that scene, yes.
Oh, my God. So what happens in this scene? What?
It was me and Mick Blue and Annika Albright. They're actually a couple off camera. So for me, I've never... I'm normally not the one that's going home, like the extra person. I'm normally the one in the relationship bringing someone home. So I wanted to experience what it was like to be the other person.
Couple, right, which is so much more fun and threesome, I think, in a way, because they're like not attached.
Oh, it was
and
great.
It's all about you, right.
So I'm just like their dirty little sex slave, and, you know, I'm doing everything Mick tells me to. I'm like, okay, all right.
Do this to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Were you attracted to them?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know who they are, but they were you were really...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was into it 100%, and it made it an amazing scene. So
okay, so you were having anal sex with him, and then what was she doing? I want to watch
it. What
wasn't
she doing? Was
right, she did
like
everything?
It was crazy, yeah.
And did you have orgasms?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys always had orgasms your whole life? Like, have you always been these women who like was riding a bike when you were five and had an orgasm? Because that
no,
never happened to me.
Was,
neither.
I
hate those women.
What a makeup artist the other day was telling me that she came from like dry humping her
like,
guy
what?
Like when she was 12.
I know.
I don't know. And I'm like, you lucky bitch.
It took me till I was about 18 or 19
until
I got consistent I don't know.
Right. I had to try. Like, it was an effort. Like, yeah. I didn't even have one until I was like 20. And my mom was like,
worried.
It's
like a mental thing, right?
It is a mental thing. You have to get out of your head and you have to, you know.
Did you just say your mom was worried?
Mom?
She's like, honey, when are you going to have an orgasm?
I talked to my mom about everything. No, but then I was just like, I've never had one. My friends were like, you've never had one? So weird, because I grew up in a very liberal home, but I never, it just didn't even ever occur to me to masturbate. Like, I didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And then all my friends were like, you never had an orgasm? And then she was like, giving me books and telling me what to do and sending me articles. I know. She
but
says,
then that's a lot of pressure. You're like, yeah, what are all these books? And I read them and I still haven't. And
right, because then you're still in your head. Do. You're like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Right. So how do you, do you mind if I ask how you orgasm?
How I orgasm now?
So Chanel, how do you typically orgasm? Have you learned so much more about yourself sexually doing, has your sex life improved by doing porn?
Absolutely. For me, because I have sex so much, I almost have to like employ my orgasm methods more so. Then, because it becomes almost second nature to just fuck.
Right, exactly. So how do you, what do you employ?
My favorite thing, and I know that some girls just say this, but this really is, because this was the case before I ever got into porn. The easiest way for me to orgasm is through anal sex.
Oh, gosh.
So if I ever have issues, if I ever have problems coming, I know that if he just puts it in my butt. It's like really quick.
You're like every man's dream right now.
You
just
are every
it in
man's
my
dream. Like I can't even. So really, so that, because a lot of women do have orgasms that way.
But I do, like when I drink, I have trouble orgasming or certain medications. So it's sort of like I have to
have anal sex.
It's really awful.
I know, exactly.
Bless her heart. Gosh.
Well, just, exactly. So what are your tips for good anal sex if people have never like had it or are thinking about it? What's your like top tip for anal sex?
A lot of
sex?
It is mental, because I was having a lot of anal sex before porn, and then when I did my first anal, I was so nervous that I couldn't even get my finger in my butt.
Oh my god!
And
wait,
I was like,
tensing.
Oh, right. I was just so scared. I always joke that your butthole is like your mind. Like if you're having a crappy day,
right?
Crappy day. If you're having a bad day, your butthole's gonna have a bad day too.
Right. Yes, I love that. Can I quote you on that? But it's true, because it's all about relaxing and breathing and
it's
not tensing
muscle,
up.
It's a muscle, and it's. I always say that it kind of. My method isn't to just go in and stay there and wait. Like, you have to pull out and then go back in.
Right.
And pull out. And every time that muscle, like, relaxes once it's out. And then when it goes back in, it's, like, stretches each time more and more.
And then even orgasm. I know. I hate her, too. It's hard for me, too. Well, what about you? Okay, what are you, Samantha? Orgasms. Like, what's your go-to?
For me, I'm more of a clitoral stimulation kind of girl. You know, I like insertion in the vag, not the asshole.
Right. Except for the anal scene.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just not my go-to
sometimes
method.
Sometimes it's different when you're on film. You're like, that was crazy.
Yeah. Right.
But you don't necessarily, you know, think the same way at home.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, I don't know. I like to rub on my vagina with my hands or use my Hitachi and go to town.
Damn Hitachi.
What's your
I'm a
oh
two-pump chump on that thing.
Last night, I was like, okay, so first of all, did you know there's a new magic wand that's not Hitachi anymore? It's just called the magic wand. But it's the same exact thing, but they improved it a little bit. It's a little lighter. And
well, they have like electric ones now, too, that can electrocute you.
Right, yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Like on purpose?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, but it is.
Well, electric play.
But everyone will still call it the Hitachi till the end of time. Right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, oh, my God, they sent me a new one, but it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I love the Hitachi. And anyone listening, if you're thinking for a great gift for the holidays, go to my website right now, sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, and you'll get special discounts and just buy her Hitachi already.
Hands
like,
down.
Why even
best
mess around?
Gift for a female.
Right.
Absolutely. I have a love-hate relationship with
it. Okay, so tell me, because you think you use it too much.
It's so easy. It's right there by your bed, and you're like, oh, gosh, I'm so bored, or I can't sleep.
Right.
And it's really loud, and I know my neighbors hear me. Not that that matters, because I hear them all the time, but it almost, I have to not use it, because then my orgasms just start to not be as, like, quality.
Yeah.
It's just like these quick, fast ones, and I'll do it like 8 times in a row. And I'm like, okay.
I can have like 15 orgasms.
I know. I'm like,
have you ever burnt your clit from using that?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Like, you're like holding it down too much, and then you're like.
Well, because I do BDSM work. And so when I, in the past, when I've been a sub, they use that a lot. So
okay, they do.
Yeah.
And it hurts, right? So you're saying that your body, because people always want to know, do you become addicted to vibrators? Is that what you're saying? Like, you need to, I always say mix up how you orgasm.
Like, that's true, because it does feel like you get hooked on it. Like, you can't orgasm any other way. So there's times where I'm like, I need to put this in the closet and lock the fucking door.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, right now, it's by my bed. And before I got here, I was like,
by my bed too.
I, like, wrapped it up and put it under my nightstand. I was like, go away.
Right.
I know, you got to do that. I drilled a hole in my nightstand so I could plug it in.
Shut up. I love it.
I just want it always to be plugged in. I just do. And I don't want the thing sticking out and I can always have it there. But that's so funny. But I have so many sex toys that get sent to me, but that's still like my favorite. Okay, so what about oral sex tips? So let's talk about blowjobs for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sure that you guys give incredible head.
Yes.
On camera.
I was actually nominated last year. I'm sad I wasn't nominated this
year.
You're
like, what?
And I didn't win. I'm like,
you got nominated for what?
Best oral sex scene last year, but it's not nominated this year.
Oh, honey.
But I'm not good.
I'm so good at it.
You're still good at it.
So what makes you so good at it, you think? Why do you think, what do you think it is? What are some techniques?
I think, I don't know. I just try to imagine if I had a penis, what would feel good? And I think it would feel great if you pay attention to every part of it,
right?
The balls, you know, the shaft, everything, you know. And for me, like, to cup the balls with one hand and then use like the twist and suck all that at like twist. One time, and then of course, who, you know, you don't want a dry blowjob.
No, sloppy. It's got to be super.
Yeah, so lube. I like to choke on it a little bit, right? So then I get more spit in my mouth.
Deep throating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
which is a twofer, because they're happy and then you get more saliva.
Yeah, squeezing you're about their to, cock, and then that you're
like,
feels nice.
You know, it's all over. Right. It's that's just how I do it.
And do you find that all men like their balls touched? Most men?
Some are more sensitive than others. And I find, because in porn, you're so hardcore. You're like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And, you know, the guys are used to it. So you can, like, do whatever you want to them. But then, like, the civilian guys, they're like, ouch,
right.
And you're like, oh God.
Right. Pussy. Well, is that true? Okay, let's talk about it.
Like, tugging on them too hard. You just gotta.
Yeah, so you kind of just have to, like,
test the waters.
Yeah, you have to, like, feel what the guy's feeling, kind of. You
right,
know.
Gotta ask him.
Yeah, and you can tell by the way they react and right. how sensitive
I just had
they
post-traumatic
are.
Ball disorder once, because I had, like, a bad situation with balls for years. And I think I touched a guy, like, long time ago. His balls, like, too hard, and I got scared of balls. And then for years, I realized I never touched balls. Like, years have gone by, and I think I give a pretty good blowjob.
People are scared of balls.
I was scared. I was like, I don't want to hurt him. They're so sensitive. The guys were like, oh, my balls. But then now I know you got to, like, touch it, like, carefully and gently. Yeah. But then I also have been with guys who are like, I don't want any ball action. So I guess you just got to figure it out.
It's maybe true. They're afraid of you going too close to their
asshole. They're like, she's going to stick her finger in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you guys ever?
Yes.
Let's talk about pegging men.
Okay.
Let's talk about pegging, or let's talk about anally penetrating straight men.
I do femdom work. So
oh, you
I
do?
Often peg men and unbeat their
so
balls.
So you do that on the side?
You beat their balls?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, I have to.
Oh,
it's part
wow,
of the job.
You beat their balls.
I know. I don't do it in my personal life.
Okay.
I don't
want
to hurt
unless they
men.
Want it, right.
Yeah, I mean, if they want it. But I generally don't date submissive men. But I actually really enjoy, like, fingering or whatever to the guy. I've dated a lot of straight men that like it in the ass.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince my entire audience that men who are, and I know gay men, some gay men aren't into it either, but straight men, a lot of them think, oh, I'm gay. So like,
no.
I'm like, no, it could be whatever.
Isn't that where they're like special spot?
Yeah, they're like male prostate. It's like the male G-spot.
It's the male G-spot. And it feels so good. Just get over it.
Exactly.
It doesn't make you gay. Like, so many men like it
I
now.
Know, but guys just can't get like, oh, I'm going to
be
what
confident,
like
you know, with your sexuality.
It's a girl. Like, it's like, not just because you like a girl's finger in there doesn't mean you want a man's dick in there.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, what if it's the best feeling of your entire life and
like,
you never
you've been
do
missing
it?
Out they're forever.
Missing out.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
totally.
Are.
Okay, so do you have any blowjob tips for me?
I don't know. I mean, I, to be honest, my biggest tip is to just learn to love it. Because I think if you love doing it, you're just good at it.
Enthusiasm. I always say, like, with people, like, what are your number one tips? I'm like, be enthusiastic, like, to
enjoy
women.
It.
Because if guys know you're not into it, or they're like,
it's
okay.
hard to teach someone
like,
if they don't love it. It's like, what do I say? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm like, I don't know. I just do it.
Right, just
a
do
lot.
It. Now, what about oral sex tips? So you both, are you bisexual, both of you?
I am.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your best oral sex tips for performing on a woman?
Oh, my God. I kind of do the same. I just do it.
Just
like,
get in there.
I just get in there. I think it's the same thing with men. You just feel it out. You're like, you know, you just kind of start to lick.
Because they're all different, though.
Yeah.
Women are all different.
You start to lick, and then you're like, okay, does she want my fingers in there? Does right. she want me to like suck on it really hard? Like yeah. something like for me, I like pressure on my clit, not mm-hmm. necessarily like licking. I like pushing.
Right, pushing.
It's all different. So you yeah, but so it's you just okay try little different things, and whenever they react to yeah. the most, you're like, I'm gonna keep doing that.
It is okay to, you know, say exactly what you want, like, oh my god, that feels good, keep doing it, or, you know, put your fingers here, guide them, use your hands, help them out, I don't know, right. It's okay.
So many women talk about I try to empower a lot of women listening to the show, and men I'm sure would love this too, listening, that they want their partners to talk up and they speak up and say what they want. And I think a lot of women, not us here in this room, but we are not as comfortable talking about it and right. saying what we want. So that's you know,
it's hard. It is hard because I wasn't always super comfortable with right. it.
I wasn't either. Yeah. Yeah, but now I'm like, oh, I have to. Like, it's my job. Like, if I'm not telling you, like, I'm going to be, you know, whatever. It'll be a bad thing. So, what do you think is one thing that men, because you've probably both been with a lot in your life professionally?
What are you trying to say?
Professionally, yeah. I'm just saying professionally. I don't know about your music. Like, what do you think, men overall? If you were to think about your history of men, what do you think they could do? If you were to think of one thing that men could do better in bed, what would it be?
Oh my god!
What do you think of the typically men? I know you're with porn, but not the porn stars. Maybe with the civilians that you're with. Like, is there something that all guys are like, I wish they just, or even if it's just one thing that's happened to you in your life that you're like, oh, I wish guys.
I personally,
you guys have all had amazing sex. Well, that's the problem.
Well, now it's if you're a civilian and you have sex with me, don't fuck me like you think I want right? to. Like I have sex on camera.
Right. Do they do that?
Yes.
Do they watch your movies, Chanel, and then they contact you and then
No. I'm not like, yeah, come on.
No,
over.
But do they watch your like
no, it's just I don't think they necessarily watch me, but they know I'm a porn star, so they know they have an idea of what we do on film, or they've seen porn before, right. so they're like, assuming, I'm gonna pound her. I'm
gonna do the pile driver at home.
Bend over and go in a pretzel. I'm gonna ram my dick into you right. 10 yeah. million times.
And then do you see them again, or do you tell them like,
no,
you're like,
generally I feel it. I'm like, I know this guy.
So do you tell guys? So you're both single. So when you tell guys do you tell them what you do for a living right away?
Not always, but I feel kind of bad when I don't. Like I'm.
Because they Google
it's better
you
just get it out of the way, right?
Yeah, but
right.
then it's I'm gonna be scared that they have these preconceived ideas of who I am or what, like these strange expectations. I mean, it's hard for me to date. I'll be honest.
I know. I know what you're
saying. I have cats. Am I Hitachi?
She has her cats and Hitachi. I totally hear you. I have a dog and Hitachi. I know what you're saying. But yes, sir, I get that asked that question a lot too. People are like, sex with Emily. Guys hear that. Like, you're a doctor. Are guys intimidated?
No pressure, right?
Yeah, no mm-hmm. pressure, no pressure. I'm not like I'm sitting there like with a bullhorn in the bedroom. Being like, to the left, to the right, dude. You're fucking up.
Time out. That was bad.
Yeah, and I don't like trash them on the air. I mean, maybe I do. I change their names, and maybe when I slept with them, I change their names. But I don't, you know, I'm not going to talk about, but they do. I'm sure guys get intimidated with you as well. Yeah. So we've got calls coming in. So everyone, if you're listening to the show right now, on Thursday nights, we take calls, which is very exciting. If you want to call the show, 1-800-LOVE-191. We have someone calling in from Las Vegas. We have DJ in Las Vegas. Let's talk to him, Anderson, my darling. Hey, DJ. You're on Sex with Emily.
Hello.
Hello, DJ. You're on Sex with Emily, and you're with Samantha and Chanel and Emily.
Hi.
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 What's your question? How can we help you? DJ.
Don't be shy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, DJ. What's your question?
First of all, I love the show. I've been listening to it for about 2 months. Love it. Y'all do y'all thing. Okay. But my question is, how do I go about making my female partner smell better in the southern region? And why does it not smell decent in the first place?
Well,
I have my personal, like, how to fix it trick. Okay. I don't know if it works for everyone. I'm not a doctor, and if something goes bad, I'm sorry. But if for a girl, like,
if you go to the hospital, I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry. I signed a disclaimer.
But it happens. We're women. It's, you know, it's just, it happens sometimes. But if you can keep it clean. For me, if you can use, like, a douche that you right. can get at the store, pour out the solution, warm water, and, like, a drop of tea tree oil, and squeeze it up in there. And you are, like, it's like the cure-all, I swear. For okay. me, in my body,
right,
it's right on point. Okay. I don't know if you have any tips, Chanel.
Well,
but
that's kind of hard because I mean, I can see where that'd be uncomfortable for you. You don't want to tell her, that? Like, girl, you stink.
That's
like,
the thing.
But it's hard.
No.
But DJ, here's the thing. Are you with one woman right now and it's a problem? Or are you saying this has happened to you a few times? Because if you're with one woman.
Well, honestly, I'm not with anybody now.
Okay, but you want, it's happened in the past.
Honestly, my last two women that I've been with, this was the first time that I've ever come across that. And honestly, it was a really big turnoff.
Wow.
But I couldn't say.
Yeah, you can't. But yeah. Here's what you can say. A lot of times women have smelled on there or have an odor because they might have an infection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They could have an STD. There could be something wrong.
No.
Yeah, sorry, well, dude. It could be a yeast infection or something.
No. I mean, I know that happens.
No, but like, that could be it. Like, really, a lot of times that's what it is. Because women, I'm sure they shower. And so you could say, baby, something seems a little off down there. Have you been to the doctor lately? I know no one wants to have this conversation.
Yeah. Awkward.
Awkward. But that could really be the problem. But it's interesting that it's two in a row. I mean, I just think most women should just kind of make sure you clean up before you have sex.
I'm 29. Sorry to cut you off. Like, I'm 29,
okay.
And I've never come across that, you know, until like recently.
Were they younger? Because I know for me, when I started working with younger girls, they just aren't aware of their bodies the same way that older women are. So I noticed that they sometimes would have
issues.
Yeah. When you were shooting with them?
Yeah.
They were both 23, so.
That could be it.
Yeah. That could be it. They're just not really aware. I mean, I'll, like, shove my whole fist in there to make sure it smells nice.
Exactly.
Like, what's wrong in here?
I'm like, let me just go up inside and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're 23, you may not know to really do that.
Living in the normal world, like, I know, like, on porn sets, it's completely different. So, to be honest, I don't really have, like, an amazing answer on how to address it. But I just communication.
Right. Communication. You could say, babe, maybe we should shower. Yeah. You could shower before sex. That's
do it in the shower.
Do it in the shower. Yeah. Exactly. But it's a tough one. Okay. But there could be something wrong. I mean, if it's ongoing, like, if it was one, like, if you're seeing someone, it was, like, one night, like, maybe she just didn't shower or do something. But if it's an ongoing thing, again, it could be something wrong. So you kind of want to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay,
I never want to be you. I don't want to do that. But that's a hard job.
Yeah,
I don't want to do a DJ, but you have to do
with
it.
That, DJ.
that was easy for y'all to say, you know, being women, you know, I'm a gentleman, honestly. And it's just like, ooh, what do I do? What do I say?
I know. It's a tough one. It's a really tough one because they could maybe fix it or maybe there's something wrong. So that's what I would say, DJ. Go for it.
I
it's like ripping
it.
A band-aid off. Just say it.
Yeah.
And I love y'all's show. I'm going to keep listening. And thank y'all so much. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, DJ. That's awesome. That is
a hard one, especially if you're not in a relationship with them. Because you know, you don't know them well enough
awkward.
To say. Awkward. You know.
Yeah. What do you do about
that? But I would think, sorry to interrupt,
no,
but as a woman, don't you know?
No.
Really?
A lot of women don't. Because I always thought that as well. And then I started working with a lot of young girls, and I noticed that was a problem.
Wow, with
and
young, okay.
That sometimes they don't smell it until there's insertion.
Right,
so they don't know. And they don't think, some girls don't know anything about their bodies when they get into
porn. Well, that's the thing. So what do you think that women can do? What would be your advice to women to get to have better sex? Like, a lot of women can, you know, have issues with sex. They can't have orgasms. They don't enjoy it. Low libido. Like, what have you learned, like, to teach women that could be empowering for them to have better sex?
I'd say just be open-minded, because that sort of was my case. You know, when someone said, oh, this is what I do in bed, or this is what I like, instead of saying, oh, God, no, that's not for me. You know, be like, well, like, kind of explore it in your head first, because that's what happened with me. Is I was like, oh, like that kind of that's interesting, you know. And I'll try it, and I'll either say that okay, that wasn't for me, or oh, that was really nice, and now I really know that I like this.
Exactly.
So I guess just being open-minded is sort of the first step,
right? And really get to know yourself too, right? Like, get comfortable
get
with
body.
Yourself and know what you like, and then. You know, you can voice it to other people, and it only gets better, right?
I think it's hard for people to be really vulnerable, and to orgasm, you have to be.
Exactly. You have to be vulnerable, and you have to, you know, a lot of men are like, you know, they might suggest things to women, and women think, like, will this make me slutty, or will I not like it? And I think you're right. Opening up and thinking about what your fantasies are.
Right.
You know, watch porn, whatever turns you on, read 50 Shades of Grey, I don't know, but convey that to your partner. And you know, because if you've been with someone for a while, we all need a little spicing up sometimes. And so, you know, try something different. Spice it up and, you know, fantasize. And yes, the first thing I believe is masturbation and knowing your own body and spending time alone. If you haven't had orgasms, you don't have them frequently, There's a lot you can learn.
Figure out how to achieve that yourself rather than putting that on someone else.
I think, too, some women are even, they think, like, how do I look when I orgasm?
Right.
Or if I'm breathing heavy, am I making a funny face? I mean, right. It goes that far.
It does.
I feel like men don't tend to think like that. Maybe right. I'm wrong, but women do.
Right. Men are like, so, I'm just like an orgasm, I don't care.
Yeah. But it's really, it's actually really erotic to see a woman right. orgasm, like it's, in their face.
Right. It's beautiful. So, you want to be with a guy who thinks you're hot when
and
you're
I think most men like it too. Like,
yes. Exactly.
I've never heard a man make fun of like an right. orgasm face.
No. And he'd be like he'd be so deleted.
Yeah. I've never
heard
a man be like, oh my God, she just made this funny little face when she orgasmed. Like,
that's
I've
such
never
a woman
that.
Thing to think though. Because
yeah.
Because men are so visual. They love like.
They
women
want to
and they want to see it and then they're like, oh yeah, that's great, I'm making her have an orgasm, and then women are like, oh my God, do I look bad, what's wrong with me, you know, like freaking out about nothing, like enjoy it, like
right.
take a breath, it's gonna be okay, you know, like
it's
enjoy
so
yourself
true. It's because it's actually self-confidence is one of the biggest killers of women's sex drive and men, and worrying about their penis size or whatever, their performance, and women, you know, worrying about how they look, is my ass look fat, whatever. And it's like, he's sleeping with you, he's attracted to you, or she, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, get out of your head.
Like, you're obviously doing it together right now, so there's a reason why you're both connecting.
Exactly.
So.
Like, he could have slept with other people, he could have done other things. Now, what about guys who don't perform, so guys who can't get hard or have other performance issues or can't stay hard because they just can't, or they premature ejaculate, or do you ever had any of those issues, and how do you address that with men?
I hate saying this, but I've never had to experience that.
Never?
I could say that I have, because people are probably like, what a bitch.
I know. And you anally have orgasms. I think we should kick her out.
Damn Chanel. It, Chanel. You're out of here.
But yeah, I just want to say that I always talk about this on my show. There's this thing called Promescent, right? So it's a spray. It's a desensitizing spray that allows men to last longer in bed. It's the only FDA treatment for premature ejaculation. So I've been talking about it forever, and I know that it works. I've used it with a partner. Because a lot of men, and it's not even if you're premature ejaculation. It's that there's an orgasm gap. So some women need 10 minutes, 12 minutes to orgasm, or average woman needs like 16 to 18 minutes, and the average guy takes 7 to 9 minutes. So what do you do to close the gap? So anyway, I got this email from a listener, because I always talk about Promescent. You can find it on sexwithemily.com. He said, "Dear Emily, not a question, just an endorsement. I don't suffer from PE, but I am a 6-minute guy and she is a 30-minute girl. Tried everything and each thing worked a little. Kegels definitely made progress, but I'm only up to level 4. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp.
Okay.
Do your Kegels every day. Promescent. Wow, it changed everything. She had so much anxiety and so did I about her having an orgasm, and now I just rock and roll all night. Every guy in the world needs this. If you can last 30 minutes, it will make you last all night. We did it once for an hour." And he wrote, "Promescent!" Excellent point. "And it does not reduce the pleasure for me, y'all. In fact, it has a subtle tingle and it feels good. My marriage has been saved, Bob in SoCal."
Wow.
So I thought, I was like, oh, because I've been talking about it. And I know that it works. And I just, it's only FDA proof thing. And I just wanted to see if you guys
I've actually seen a performer use it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think performers sometimes, or no. Is it like if you're a guy and you're a porn star, you just...
Well, he just is obsessed with sex and loves it to death that he will just like, but he can come a billion times, so
but
it's okay.
But also on set, you're there for a long time. You're doing photos, a lot of times softcore, which is, you know, where you're not seeing the hardcore penetration, and then you have the hardcore. So, I mean, they're going to have to keep that wood going for a while.
Exactly.
You
so,
know?
Right.
So and some can't come multiple times. So if they do it, if they come once, they're
the lot of guys can. Yeah. Maybe in their 20s, guys can more, maybe? Or
I mean, even all the men in the industry, there's only maybe more can than do, but I only know a few right offhand that do in movies.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So is your personal, I know you get asked this all the time probably, but is your personal, like you said earlier, like when you have sex with guys, Chanel, that it's not like how you have sex in porn,
mm-hmm.
but you enjoy them both.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my like performance sex to me is so much fun, and it's such an adrenaline rush.
Absolutely.
I love doing crazy things on film. Like the crazier for me, the better. Like
testing your boundaries
just,
and like
string me up and beat me. I don't know, do whatever, and I'm okay with it because I get off on just the excitement, and, and afterwards I'm like, that was so exciting. But when I go home, I don't necessarily want to. Sometimes
no.
I do, and I do, you know, do those fun things. But I appreciate boring sex sometimes. I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Right.
Like vanilla, like lovey sex.
Right. You don't have to be tied up and beaten. No.
I don't get it all the time, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's good. I like that. What about you, Samantha?
Well,
What was the question again?
I'm wondering. Like, I know. I was like thinking that too. Have you guys had sex together?
We have. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Wait. Okay. But let me go back to Samantha quickly though. Personal sex, sex with a partner, and then sex on film.
It's completely different. Off camera, I agree 100%. It's I don't want to be having sex like I do on camera. It's just it's not for me. Yeah, it really is. I mean, I absolutely enjoy it and enjoy my job so much. But off camera, I like the intimacy. I like the connection. I like the romance, having hands all over me, making out, you know, but still talking dirty, but not too porno where it's too over the top.
Right, exactly.
For being at home. Like, you know, we're not on porn a porn set.
Exactly.
At home, so.
I got it. Okay, can we go back to you guys having sex?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that? Is that how you met on a set? Or have you guys been friends for a while? Or
when did we first
have sex? In one of the Wicked movies.
What's it called?
And
we're gonna have pictures
on
my
masturbated
site.
While I was had sex with another guy.
I was an alien.
Well, that wasn't the first time we met. I know we had sex for Naughty America once.
That was before that.
But I feel like we had sex before that. We lost count.
God, so you guys have done a lot of scenes together.
I think we've done two scenes together, and then she was in one perving on me.
Yeah.
And you were an alien, you said.
Yeah. Yeah, she was an alien.
A sexy alien dressed like a sexy alien?
She was a really sexy alien.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out how, you know, people have sex. So I was like,
and I was there to kind of teach her. Yeah. You like.
Oh, that was like the plot?
Luna. Yeah. I was Luna.
Yeah. What's the name? How can people come?
Okay, it was just Visiting by Wicked Pictures.
That's the name of it. Okay. And we're also going to have pictures on our site so they can check you guys out.
Great.
Check out your sites and all that. Okay. So what else? Oh, we have a call for Samantha. Someone's calling Jack from New York. Let's talk to Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Jack. You're on Sex with Emily. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you prefer interacting with your fans in any way?
The way that I interact with my fans is obviously over Twitter and Instagram, and then I also do feature dancing tours all over the country. So that's where you can really come to meet me and see me live and in person and get my autographs.
Go to AVN.
Yeah, and of course go to AVN. Yes, that's how I interact with my fans.
Okay, great. And they can check out your website?
Yes.
Okay, which is?
SamanthaSaint.com.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Jack.
By the way, I just voted for you for the awards.
Thank you so much, Jack. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Every vote counts.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for, and check out sexwithemily.com, the show. Bye. You'll be on it. Have a great day.
He wanted you do. Bye.
I think he wanted to like hang, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys get that all the time? Yeah. It says,
homie, don't play that. I'm not for sale.
You're not for sale, right? No. He's like, I'd really like to have lunch with you. You're like, whatever. No,
but a lot of girls do that.
Like, they do?
That's true. They do. And I don't, because I'm a really bad companion, I'll be honest.
Why? Like a bad partner, like in a relationship?
No, like a bad, like, some girls are so good at being an escort. And I have no problems with girls at escort. Right. I'm like, it's the sex industry.
Plenty of my friends.
I'm just really bad at it, and I wish that I was a good escort. Like, I see girls who are just so.
What makes someone a good escort?
They're a good companion. They, like, I don't know, rub their back. They're just like, they're so nice.
Make
and,
you
like,
feel needed and wanted.
And I'm not very good at making people feel like I need them or that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not very good at it. And I just.
You're independent.
And what I really love to do is perform on film. Like, that's what I just love doing. And so I won't do anything I don't really like doing.
I agree.
I understand.
And I just have, and you know, you have to have your boundaries. And for me, that's one of them. And it's just not my
thing. No, I understand. So. I get emails all the time from people. I'm like, oh, yeah, come to AVN. Okay, so can we hang out in Vegas? Let's talk about this for a minute. I've been to Vegas. But I'm fun. No, but I want to have like the porn star experience in Vegas when
come
we're
hang
there
out with us.
Okay. I totally do.
And cause some trouble.
Like, what happens? Like, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you guys in Vegas that was not part of the show?
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're like, how do I pick? There's like a million.
Well, it kind of, to be honest, afterward, you almost don't even remember what happened. You're like, huh?
It's a big blur because it's so
You're moving non-stop. So fast. Yeah. You're like going from party to party to media to signings. Yeah. Right. Our days show, and it's like
our days start, you know, anywhere, excuse me, between 6 and 8 a.m. and we have to get in hair and makeup and then go sign and find some time to eat in between there and go to the bathroom and look pretty and change wardrobe and then host events, and you know, it's going nonstop. Yeah. And right. When we're hosting events, we have to be there usually till
early. Hair and makeup, the whole thing, the HBN Awards, and they're going to be, and they can people watch them? They're televised as well, right?
They are televised generally 3 or 4 months after. So
on Showtime.
Yeah, May. Between
ish. Okay, that right. It is on Showtime. Yeah. I just went to another award show that's going to be on Showtime.
The Sex Awards.
You guys were there?
Yeah.
I was there too. I was in the Ovo Lounge. We were a little drunk.
I won an award.
Wait, then I might have met you. What'd you win? Because I gave away Ovo.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah. Well, listen to me. Ovo is amazing. Everyone go to my website.
I know that
website.
They are. Because I've heard
they're
great
beautiful
things
vibrators.
About
them. Yeah. So listen. So go to my website, click on the Ovo banner, and we've got a whole Ovo store. They're like these award winning, amazing vibrators that are winning all these awards, and they're cool looking.
They
like,
are.
Very powerful.
They're like quality.
Honey, I think I have some in my trunk.
Okay.
I'll come to your car. My car is
to be
a
honest,
traveling sex toy
I could
store.
Have like smushed it while I was intoxicated and been like, it doesn't work anymore. Right. I don't know.
No,
I mean,
it's
who
good.
Knows
but
what
there,
I did.
There people, I might have met. What'd you win for?
Best sex scene.
Right on.
What was that sex scene that you won
it
for?
It was me, Phoenix Marie, and Manuel Ferrara, mm-hmm. who's like the biggest stud mm-hmm. ever, with the biggest dick ever.
Really?
Yeah, he's like this French dud, big dick gentleman.
How big?
Dirty.
How many inches would you say?
He's thick.
He's got the girth, yeah.
It's
he's
all
like
about
a
girth.
Coke can. He's definitely thick.
Wow, a Coke can.
It's got to get some give to it, though. It's not like...
Yeah, but it was anal, a bunch of... Wow. And it was with another girl, so we got to like... eat each other's butts
right.
and do fun things
wow.
with each other.
That's so fun. And then you got not. So then we did meet. That was fun, the sex. That was like my first like sex award show I think I went to. So I want to know also, what would you say is your biggest turn off? If you're with a guy, not on camera, but he does something, is there something he can do that you're like, oh, that just made me cringe. I'm not into that.
I really like really confident men. And I know every girl says that, but I actually like really dominant men.
Right.
Because I actually do, I dom in my professional life, so I like very dominant men in my personal life.
Right. Okay. Got it. So you want men to be dominant. Yeah. What about you, Samantha?
I think manners can go a long way. Like, I really appreciate...
You're a Southern girl.
Are you from the South? Where are you from?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, open the door for me. Treat me like a lady. Be nice, and then... You know, treat me right in the bed too.
Exactly. Guys just don't. Some guys they just don't open the doors anymore. They don't know this. In the Southern gentleman where you grew up, they do. My stepdad's from the South. He always like he does everything.
Pull out the chair for the lady at the dinner table. You know, help her sit down. Help her take off her coat. Help her put it on. Like just little sweet things like that. That like oh he's still thinking about me.
Exactly.
Not just in the bed. It's
we're
more
so
than
not
that.
Used, right. It's almost a shock now when it happens.
Yeah. You're like what are you doing?
Right. Like my friend said she was married for a while and she's divorced and she was dating someone and she said it was so weird. Like he was like putting my coat on and I was like confused like what was right. happening. Like I didn't even understand. And then he opened the door and it was like a shock. It's like guys just don't do that as much anymore.
Right.
So I can see that being an issue. That's interesting. Okay. So what about Chanel, you're more into BDSM, you said, or you're dominant?
Well, I'm not. I don't do BDSM in my personal life.
Okay.
I like more dominant men, but I don't.
You don't want them to like.
I don't necessarily do like bondage and beating. Like, I'm not a pain slut. I just more like that dynamic of dominance versus submissive, but I don't necessarily practice BDSM in my personal
okay,
life.
Got it.
But if a guy was into it that I dated, I would definitely probably do it more because if they're turned on by it, then I'm
exactly.
turned on by
see,
it.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Like, if right, I think that is people who are listening, maybe your partner suggesting something you're not into, but you might just kind of want it. It doesn't have to be the whole like, he doesn't have to tie you up really mm-hmm. hard. You could pick a blindfold, like
yeah,
start
right.
something soft and build up into it. And it's just, it is hot when your partner's turned on by something that you're doing. And it's like this
yeah.
cycle that, you know, goes and goes. So, you know, I think people should try it.
Right.
BDSM
I've
stuff.
Always been attracted to guys that like really weird, raunchy things. Even if I don't like it, they'll say, this is what I'm into. And I'm like, what? That's disgusting.
Like, okay, let's try it.
Like, can we do it in 10 minutes? Like, what? Okay, so what is the raunchiest thing that a guy's been into? I know, hard to choose.
I'm trying to, okay. So I love working with Mike Adriano because he's just such a
me
like
too.
Sex fiend. And he's like, I pee in his mouth and like,
he loves it.
Like, he'll like pee in my butt and I'll like piss it out of my ass and
right.
in his mouth. And
he
I'm
is
not,
dirty, but
I'm
I
not
love
necessarily,
it.
I don't, like fantasize about right. that when I masturbate, but just seeing someone else just be so it's so into different it,
and
you're like, yeah, that is crazy.
It's super sexy.
Like,
when
okay, let's try.
And it's yeah. just fun.
It is fun. Yeah. So do you have relationships with this guy? Like, so you're doing all this stuff on camera, but what about off camera? Would you ever, do you ever sleep with the guys off camera?
I don't really sleep with the guys off camera. I do separate that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've made exceptions.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm scared.
There's this
come
one
on.
Night in Vegas. And
in general, I do separate it because I think it, to be honest, sometimes it feels like a scene. When you yeah. go home at night, you're like, oh, I just, okay. I right. bet I didn't get paid.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I know that sounds so bad,
no,
but it
but
just
it's
feels,
true.
Yeah.
It's like it's taking your work home with you.
Trying yeah. to open up to the camera that's not there. You're like, oh, wait a second.
Sometimes it's not like that, but I think like 90% of the time it is.
Yeah. Right, I got it. What's the most challenging part, would you say, about your jobs? Being porn stars. Being famous porn stars.
For me, I think it's... it has affected my relationships. It's hard for me to have them. And also just physically, it's really hard on me. Because I do a lot of really hardcore stuff. So I get physically like really drained. So okay. if I'm working
so that's
a lot.
That's kind of your what you're known for is more hardcore?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Your site, check it out, everyone.
I mean, I do all kinds. I do everything. Right. But I do crazy things.
I mean, okay. even being on set all day, posing and holding positions, it's yeah. it's hard on your
I
body.
I was on a porn set
it's
once.
Hard.
I was like, oh my God, like I thought this was going to be
there for a long time.
All
like,
day long.
Especially Wicked.
I'm like,
you
when's
guys
he going to come? When's it going to happen? Like, it doesn't
like,
happen.
Got
never.
Four more hours.
He
will never yeah. come.
I was like hungry eating sandwiches at the. I was like, I miss it. Like, I thought I'd be there all day enthralled. I mean, watching, yeah. but you're just, it's a job. It's like,
yeah, off sometimes camera, it can be really boring.
Yeah. yeah. off camera, though, too, it's challenging for your relationships.
Right.
Even with your family and friends, it really tests the boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I know personally, it's not the easiest, but I'm blessed to have a very loving family. Most of them have stuck around and they're by my side, but some people just don't
right.
get it. And, yeah. you know, like I'm not making poor decisions. You may not get it or may not agree with it, but I'm happy. And that's
exactly
I'm
healthy. Your parents are cool with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you tell right. And how about you, Chanel?
Yeah, my parents are cool with it as well. Well, I mean,
it's
not
like
say they're
yay.
Cool with it.
Right? They're not like, oh, I'm so
they
glad
know.
You're not a lawyer and a porn star.
I mean, my mom definitely is like, oh, so when are you gonna stop doing porn? I'm like, never. No, but I mean, I can talk to her about it. She'd obviously love me to do something else. I think it's a little funny, like with my dad sometimes. But they don't treat me any differently, and right. they know I'm an adult. So.
But it's right. nice to be at a point in our careers. Maybe you feel the same, like where we can talk about the things that we have going on. Oh, I'm traveling here. I'm hosting this event. We're hosting the AVN Awards. Like you're being able to achieve some goals, even though it's within the adult industry.
Right.
They're able to see that. Oh, she is succeeding and doing
right.
well. You
we're
know,
not
getting
supporting
some
right?
getting yeah. some recognition for what we're doing. And it's not just
I think that's what frustrated me, though, because
yeah.
it wasn't until that point that I think people I saw, like, they felt okay with it. Like, oh, you're in Penthouse? Well, then it's okay because
right.
Penthouse is legit, and
right,
that's
right.
a big deal.
I know. People
but
are
before
so
that, it was like, oh, my God, is she okay? Is she on drugs?
What drugs is she on? Yeah.
But then the moment know. You're, like, doing something mm-hmm. cool, they're like, okay, well, it's okay.
Right. right.
Exactly. Like, people, like, need that validation.
yeah.
Oh, she was in Penthouse.
I still remember who was by my side in the very beginning, mm-hmm. and, you know.
And
you
those friends
yeah,
are still with you.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And closer
that's
than
good.
Ever. So.
So do you guys, how do you guys keep like in shape? You guys would look amazing. Like, do you have to work out all the time? Any tips for that? Like,
sex.
Sex is a workout.
It is a workout. It
I
totally
get
is
sore
the best
go
workout,
home.
Right?
I'm like, oh my God.
Do
my
you want
glutes.
A massage? I know, right? It hurts. Exactly.
I do work out. I mean, I'm not crazy, but I mean,
it's your whole body, you're naked on camera. Like, how
just,
do you
I
worry?
Don't know. You just
like,
learn to be comfortable
you look amazing.
With it. Thank you.
Okay, what about like pubic hair? Can we talk about that? Is
yeah.
Do you have any or like do you
I switch
little?
It up. I like to pubic hair. I know I can go back and look at certain movies. It's like, oh yeah, that's when I had a little patch going, and oh, I was bald in that movie. I just like to change it and
okay.
you know, switch it up, but keep it clean.
Keep it clean though, and get yeah. like, is there anything that women that they can do right now that is like a tip for keeping it clean? Like, you think I feel like I'm like, oh my God, what if the bush comes back? Because I got lasered, but not all of it mm-hmm. off, but like a lot of it. Because I didn't want to get it all off. Because I'm like, what if the bush comes
yeah.
back? What if the bush comes back and I can't grow a bush? And because I lasered it all off.
But, I know some girls that have a bush. And I mean, to be honest, as long as it's clean, it's kind of hot.
Yeah?
It's just different. I mean,
it is. The key is to sort of just keeping it short enough to where, like, pussy juice doesn't get stuck in there. I know
yeah.
that sounds gross. But I don't mind pubic hair at all. As long as it's, like, clean.
But are there rules when you go on sets? Like, we need you to do this. Or we need you to shave. Or we need you to wear these certain things. Or do certain... I mean, obviously. But, like...
There's not a certain girls, point. The girls that are known for sometimes what their pubic, like, this girl has a big bush, so we hire her. We know that she's going to have bush. Or we don't want any bush, so we're not going to hire her type of thing. Funny. So the girls that are known, they all
kind of keep that
going like for themselves. Yeah, I keep my same thing all the time.
Okay.
But it's because I have a stupid tattoo on my vagina and I want to cover it up with pubic hair. But it doesn't even cover it.
That's such a cool tattoo. No, did it hurt?
It hurt, but I just did it because...
It's all over your vagina, right? It's a whole thing?
It's just this design, and I think I was just more excited to get... like my pussy tattooed, like that's what was exciting.
That's why you gotta get your pussy pierced.
I'm gonna get my pussy is pierced. I just don't wear it. It's pierced and tattooed.
You should know that now, sorry.
But she may not. I don't have it in anymore. But I just was excited to like. I'm gonna have my pussy tattooed. That's crazy.
Did it kill? Was it so painful?
It was painful, but I didn't know I was gonna be showing off my vagina for a living when I did that.
Yeah, you did. Oh, you did it.
I did it before.
Pre-porn star living. Got it. Okay. So what about men? What about manscaping and all that? Would you say that that's sort of the trend? Almost men are bare, or they get rid of, you know, most of the hair? Or do
I think
you care?
It's the same role. Keep it trimmed and clean.
Most men in the industry keep it either really trimmed or it's gone completely. Yeah.
The worst is when it's kind of growing back a little bit and you're giving a blowjob and then it kind of like rubs on your face and makes it raw.
It
like
hurts. If,
go one way or the other.
Exactly.
And just make, keep it make,
it'll
make
actually give me a rash sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if they're like eating my pussy and it's like scratching me.
Yeah. What about I actually like facial hair scratching me.
Yeah. I don't mind that either. Yeah. I don't mind facial hair scratching. Okay, so we've just got a few more minutes here. Is there anything that we... Okay, so there's a lot of people listening to my show. So, like, what would you say is your best sex tip
on
the planet? It could be for men, it could be for women, it could be anything. I get asked this all the time too. It's annoying. I know. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but
I think it's what I said earlier. Like, be open-minded.
Okay.
Experience things in your head and see if you're willing to experience them in real life.
Good. And fantasize. So when you're masturbating, you fantasize about certain things.
Yeah.
Do you fantasize about Because a lot of women I know, they say, I don't have fantasies. I don't think about anything. So I say, watch porn, read something, do whatever.
I fantasize about, a lot of times, my guy fucking another. I'm a big voyeur. So I like the thought of my guy fucking like a young, naive girl. I know that sounds so bad.
No,
I'm so
sorry.
But that's what I like. Yeah,
nice. No,
like, I want to go pick up like a drunk college girl. That sounds so terrible. Like, I'm supposed to be like,
I women. Love
I'm
it.
Like, I want to pick up. And she has to be submissive, though. Yeah. And that's what I
That's what you think about.
Yeah,
okay.
I think about that a lot.
Samantha, what do you think about when you masturbate?
I'm a little more visual, I guess. For me, I like to think about things that I haven't done or can't do, or, you know, go to the websites where I know it's going to be a little bit more extreme. Like oh,
what?
God, that's crazy.
Like, show me, like, tell me, give me an example.
Well, I usually go to kink.com.
That's crazy.
Have you watched my porn?
I have,
I just moved from San Francisco, so kink.com, that was like... such a place.
Specifically is like everything but, because I can't do that crazy shit like
right
that.
The big title, like, all the BDSM, you can't do it. So like, that's where you draw the line.
Well, I mean, I wish I could, but I
it's not your thing.
Everyone has their limit, and so I just like to watch it.
Exactly, you know what turns you on, right? Yeah. I just think the people, they should check you out. Also, I have I just want to say that. Well, that's what I'm going to say. Go to AVN. Okay, here's the thing. Everyone, you can win tickets, AVN Awards. These amazing, beautiful women, you can check out on my site. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have links to your sites are going to be there. We're giving out 2 tickets, and you should follow me on Twitter this weekend for the month of December. We'll be giving out like 2 tickets a week, I think, to come to the awards. And you can come to my keynote if you want. I think it's going to be interesting. I still need to write it. I'll be up like the night before. But no, it is going to be a good one. I promise. And so what are your websites, your Twitter places?
Website is ChanelPreston.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ChanelPreston.
Perfect.
And for Samantha Saint, you can find me on SamanthaSaint.com. On Twitter, it's at MissSaintXXX. And you can also find me on WickedPictures.com.
Okay, I love it. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining. And I have to say also, if you're looking for gifts for the holidays, like I said, go to my website, click on the banners. They all have discounts. And I made these amazing, a new brand called Emily and Tony, EmilyandTony.com. They're these massage candles. Have you guys ever used them? They're like aromatherapy, and they turn into the most amazing oil.
Are they like the soy-based?
Yes.
I love those.
Oh, my God. I have them in my car for you. I have them in my car for you. Seriously, I'll walk out with you. And so you... And don't you think it's like warm oil you pour in your partner's body? It's a great
sensation
gift.
Play.
Actually
sensation
use
play.
Those.
But they're not hot, and it's not wax. It's like Mine are vegan. Like, it feels amazing. Nice. Mine are vegan. Like coconut oil, soybean oil. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that they're a great gift. And if you use coupon code Emily, like, they're beautiful packaging. Check it out, emilyandtony.com. And I got some for you guys
as well.
Thank
you.
And also, I think that's all. You guys rocked. Thank you so much. And I look forward to we're playing in Vegas.
Yes, we are going to play.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so what else? Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And Anderson, thank you so much. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.